And that was Alexei Kitakisha with a group called Fata Morgana, originally from Ukraine. And it's been in the States for quite a while now. And that song was called Oy Upolinevka, In the Cornfield. Вітаю вас всіх, дорогі радіослухачі, на радіопередачу «Наш голос» радіо українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з британською Колумбією в Канаді. З вами Павліна Макварі. Дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio, coming to you from Vancouver Island on the west coast of Canada, courtesy PCJ Radio International. I'm your host, Paulette Demchuk-Macquarie, Pokrinske Pavlina, and I'm delighted to have you with me. We've got a great program lined up for you. We've got a book review. Myra Junik is back, and she'll be reviewing Marcia Forchuk-Skripik's latest novel, Don't Tell the Enemy, about Ukrainians in World War II under both Nazi and Soviet occupation. As well, we'll have an interview with a wild and crazy Brian Cherwick of the Cubasonics, currently in Newfoundland. This interview actually took place back in November, and we're bringing it to you now. Still pretty timely and entertaining. So stay tuned for all of that. As well, we've got our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music. And coming back to that theme of being in the field, here is Volodymyr Verminsky with Oi Upoli Ruta Ruta. This is a red rue in the field.
Ой, у полі рута-рута, на тій руті квітка. Шануй мене, мій маленький, бо ня лиш крихітка. Як не нимиш шанувати, не будеш ня мати, бо я тобі не грушечка в саду коштувати. Бо грушечку покуштуєш, та й далі закинеш, а без неї молодої марно ти загинеш. Було тобі не рубати зеленого дуба, було тобі та й не брати, коли ти не люба. Hey! Було тобі не рубати зеленого
й не брати, коли їм ти не люба. Було мили не ламати зелену ліщину, було мили та й не брати, ха, молоду дівчину.
Montreal trio of lovely young ladies called Rosa, and that was Lvivsky Vachir, Evening in Lviv. Welcome to Knizhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, Ukrainian stories in English.
In this edition of Knižka Corner, we will be discussing Marcia Forchuk Skripuk's novel, Don't Tell the Enemy. Skripuk bases her novel on the real-life experiences of Katerina Sikorska and her daughters, Hrishta and Maria, who hid three Jewish friends in their home during the Holocaust. Hrishta is now a retiree who lives in Toronto. Skripuk started working on this project as nonfiction, but her research convinced her that the novel format was more appropriate. Skripuk changed some of the details to enhance the narrative. For example, in the novel, Hrishta is 12 years old. However, the real-life Hrishta was only 8 years old in 1941, though her courageous actions were that of a mature individual. It is June 28, 1941, and the Soviet army is retreating from Hrishta's village of Vitrech in Ukraine. The Soviet occupation has brought nothing but suffering for her family. After her father dies of cancer, Hrishta's family relies heavily on her uncle. However, the Soviets mercilessly kill several members of her uncle's family as they retreat before the Nazis. At first, the Nazi occupiers seemed to be an improvement on the Soviets. These soldiers brought us coffee and chocolate, far different from the 2 years of hunger, murder, and terror the Soviets had brought us. We were giddy with relief. The Germans are seen as liberators, even initially supporting Ukrainian independence. However, these positive feelings do not last. Farms, food, and livestock are confiscated in order to resettle displaced Germans. Was this the hunger plan? To take food away from us so that we died? Hrishta's family is starving, but they are not too desperate to help her friend Dolik and his family, who have been forced to give up everything and live in the Jewish ghetto. They share what little food they have and secretly hide Dolik, Leon, and Mr. Siegel in a desperate effort to save their lives. Will any of them survive if the Nazis discover their secret? This powerful novel gives young readers a shocking picture of what it was like to live in Ukraine during World War II, under both Soviet and Nazi occupation. Hrishta and her mother are resilient and courageous characters who defy the Nazis to help their Jewish friends. Their relatives are also involved in the Ukrainian insurgency. These bold actions were not for the faint of heart. If any of them were discovered, they could lose their lives. The strength of this novel lies in the details of life during World War II in Ukraine. Readers will be shocked by the brutality of the Soviets and the Nazis. The Soviets kill Hrishta's uncle Roman, as well as her cousin Josip. The Nazis massacre countless Jews. Who is better? The Ukrainian nation was caught between two unimaginable alternatives in the Second World War: heartless Soviet rule or callous and cold-blooded Nazi rule. Despite this situation, Hrishta's courage shines. Her family shows remarkable compassion despite the horrific consequences. Ukrainian determination to fight for freedom is highlighted by Hrishta's cousin Boris. This country doesn't belong to Stalin, and it doesn't belong to Hitler. Even without our leaders, we'll do what we can to resist. Marcia Forchuk Skripuk lives with her family in Brantford, Ontario. She has received numerous honors for her picture books and young adult novels. Skripuk's award-winning trilogy of novels about World War II includes Stolen Child, Making Bombs for Hitler, and Underground Soldier. Making Bombs for Hitler won the Silver Birch Award in 2012 and was on the 2014 shortlist for the Kobzar Literary Award. Skripuk's Underground Soldier was a finalist for the 2016 Kobzar Literary Award. Don't Tell the Enemy is a powerful, thought-provoking novel about both Soviet and Nazi occupations of Ukraine during the Second World War, which will live in readers' minds and hearts long after they have turned the final page. It is available at Chapters and Amazon.
Thanks, Myra. Join us again soon for another edition of Knyzhka Corner, book reviews by Myra Junik, here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio.
Головна мета Ukraine War Amps – це допомога пораненим воїнам та патріотам, які захищають свободу своєї країни у сьогоднішній війні за Україну. Ukraine War Amps представляє програму «Всинови солдата». З вашою підтримкою наша організація зможе передавати принаймні $50 США щомісяця для цільової підтримки якомога більшого числа українських героїв. 100% зібраних коштів буде передано напряму героям, пораненим у війні за Україну. Програма «Всинови солдата» будує унікальний зв'язок між вами і солдатом, якого ви підтримуєте. Все починається з вас. Візьміть під опіку солдата. Підтримайте героя України.
Я був полустанцем в козацькій борні. Славного Богдана в визвольній війні. Навіть на страту з мужністю йшов. Я був повстанцем, за свободу лив кров. Я був сотником у залізняка. В гайдамацьких загонах хартувалась рука. Крізь огнисту броні йшли до бою ми знов. Я був повстанцем, за правду лив кров. Я був чорним вороном, подібним до тіні. У холодного яру останні години. Хто ворогу здався, кого страх поборов. Прийде повстанець і пролє вашу кров. Я був лісовим братом на Волині. До кінця опирався червоній лавині. Від безсилої люті скажені в людолов. Я повстанець 20 лютого на Майдані. Проти снайперів, перкоту та поліцаїв. Добрий напалм на броні запалав. Я повстав, за свободу свою кров проливав. Я повстанцем залишуся, аж до загину. Не прогнати мене із своєї країни. Щоб зрадницький виплід у пекло зійшов. Я воюю на сході, кипить моя кров. Так я повстанець, і кипить моя кров. Я повстав за свободу, тече моя кров.
And a very popular group from Ukraine called Komuvnez, and a song called Povstanets, which translates as freedom fighter, generally refers songs with that label, Povstanets or Povstansky Pisni, generally refer to that era that was just described in the Myra's book review, during and post World War II, fighting off Nazis and Soviets. But in this song, it kind of goes right back into the history of Ukraine's centuries long fight for sovereignty. Again, Komuvnez and Povstanets. Ви слухаєте радіопередачу «Наш голос» Радіо Українського коріння по мережі PCJ Radio, яка подається вам англійською мовою з Британської Колумбії в Канаді. Говорить Павліна. You're listening to «Наш голос» Ukrainian Roots Radio on PCJ Radio International, coming to you from British Columbia, Canada. I'm your host, Павліна.
яка, мала я можа,
уже я мала,
мала я можа ти яка.
From their latest CD release called Cube Funland, that was the Cubasonics from St. John's, Newfoundland, and a song called Muža, more popularly known as Červona Ruža Trojaka, I Had a Husband Who Beat Me. Last November, I had the great good fortune to speak with Brian Cherwick to talk about this CD and all the other adventures that they are having out there in Newfoundland and around the world. They were on a tour last year as well. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this interesting chat I had with Brian in November. So if you're a listener of Nash Holos, the name Cubasonics is a very familiar one. We've been enjoying their music since their first album and all the ones since, including their latest, their fifth, and that's called Cube Funland. Now, that sort of rhymes with Newfoundland, which is not exactly a coincidence, since that is where the most recent album was recorded and where this incarnation of the Cubasonics is currently located. We have on the line the lead man, the brains and brilliance behind this incredible group with us on Skype, and he's kindly agreed to give us some of his time. out of his very busy schedule. So welcome, Brian. Thanks for joining us. Vitayu.
All right. Thanks. Thanks for having us on your show.
So what the heck are you doing out there in Newfoundland? You've been setting the world on fire. You're touring, you're recording, you're doing all podcasts, all kinds of stuff. What are you up to right now? I think you're just back from a trip.
Well, we were in Eastern Europe and what you folks would call Eastern Canada, I guess, during the summer. So we started out our tour in Montreal and Ottawa. Then we were in Ukraine, in Poland, in Slovakia, Romania, and then finished up our tour back in Toronto at the Ukrainian Festival there. So we got a lot of miles under our belt over the summer, yes.
Yeah, no kidding. So how were you received in Ukraine? This is not your first trip to Ukraine, though, is it? And Eastern Europe?
No, we were there. The Edmonton version of the Kubusonics was in Ukraine in 2008. But it was a shorter tour. We only played a couple of festivals and a couple of other concerts. So we were there only really for about a little under 2 weeks. But this time we were there, for a good chunk of the month of August. So playing throughout Western Ukraine and then all those kind of neighboring countries along the border.
Wow. So did they remember you?
Some of the people that I'm in contact with all the time remembered us. We made friends the first time we were there, and I've been back many times since doing their various projects there. And so, there's a community mostly of musicians that I'm in contact with, but other people in the arts field as well. And so we had some people that did remember us from the time before, including we played in a couple of, well, certainly at least one of the places that I had played once before and had an equally good or even better reception this time. So.
Hmm. So you have new fans in Ukraine, I guess. People that just that you were new to them?
Oh, many. Yes, absolutely. Because we played for first of all, in places that we hadn't played before. And next of all, some really big festivals. So, in some of the places we played, there were like over 10,000 people at our show. And that's a lot more people than we had played to previously. So. We got to a lot of other spots, where people had heard maybe about us but had never actually seen us play, obviously. And so, one of the things with this recent incarnation of the band is that musicians are all good musicians, but we also like try and make an effort to really put together a good live performance, a good stage show so that people have something to watch as well as listen to. So people are always really impressed with the level of energy and all that sort of stuff. So
yeah, I've seen some of your YouTube videos and you guys do move a lot. So,
oh, yes.
So you're now in Newfoundland and you've been there 3 years.
This is 6 years now.
Six? Wow, where does that time go?
Oh, yes.
So you came to Newfoundland and there was probably not very many other Ukrainians there.
Yeah, we always make a joke that when people ask us, are there a lot of Ukrainians in Newfoundland? I say, yes, they all live in my house. It's not really true. There are quite a few others here. And over the time we've been here, we've met up with many of them. Lots of them are here for just short periods of time. Some are university students that come, for graduate studies. We used to have quite a few that were people working in the oil industry, but now that oil's kind of down a little bit, so they've gone. But there are a few other families that are here for the long haul, so we try and connect with them if we can.
So what was it like coming from Edmonton, which is like the Ukrainian capital of Canada, to a place where the only Ukrainians live in your house?
Well, a little bit. It's certainly a big shock, but I mean, for us, it's an opportunity to get a message and get our music out to people that would never have heard it otherwise. And also to play for people that have no kind of preformed kind of idea of what Ukrainian music is. So even on the prairies, if you say, well, you play Ukrainian music, most people on the prairies, whether they're Ukrainian or not, have heard one type or another of that. And they already have that kind of image in their mind of it might be a band that they saw at a wedding, or it might be a choir that they heard at a concert, or it might be the music that's played when you see a dancing group or any of those things. And out here, people had no idea what to expect. So, you know, the first couple of times I played by myself at some concerts and, you know, showed up with a cimbala or a bandura, and it, you know, I might as well have landed a spaceship from another planet. They had no clue what the heck that was. But I mean, the great thing here is that there's a really open community of musicians, and and the public is really open to all kinds of interesting music as well. So, you know, people have the stereotype that Newfoundland music's all that sort of Irish, you know, mm-hmm. kind of music, and that is very popular, and it's one style of music that's really popular here. But there's every other kind of music as well, and audiences are open to listening to anything as long as it's, you know, done well. And so, so they've really, you know, been enjoying what we do, and it's especially funny to see people try to sing along with us, even though they don't speak any Ukrainian. But there's quite a few people that come to their shows more, you know, often. Uh-huh. Like they try and see us, but there's a group of young people, like I'd say they're university or past university age, but they come to absolutely every show I think that we played. They're out there at all of them, and they've been asked, can you write out all the words for your songs? We want to sing along with you.
Oh, so, isn't that sweet?
Yeah, a bit. They do their best. They do the best that they can with what they can gather out of stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, sure.
But it's also, you know, especially in Ukraine, when people were asking me questions about that, because their first impression or stereotype about Canada is that they know about the places where Ukrainians are, like, you know, Toronto, where there's a large population, or Montreal, or the prairies of, you know, mm-hmm. Western Canada. And, you know, I try to explain to them, well, we're in a place where there's almost nobody. And so they said, well, what do you do there? And I'm saying, well, look, it's actually gives us a chance to do things that I probably wouldn't do if I was living still in Edmonton, or I do them in a different way, I guess. You know, for example, like if some kind of important event that affects all Ukrainians is happening, you know, say, for example, like we were already living here when the big mm-hmm. uprisings at the Maidan in Ukraine started happening, you mm-hmm. know, and in a place like Edmonton or Winnipeg or Toronto, like the Ukrainian community could get together downtown in front of the city hall or someplace like that and right. have a huge crowd of people and get the word out that mm-hmm. something important is happening. And here there's nobody for me to take except my own kids. And so,
right.
but what I could do is go get myself on a concert someplace and then interrupt the concert partway through and say, you know, by the way, here's something that's, you know, it's important you should know about this. So it's, you know, a way of getting a message across that we probably wouldn't have done otherwise in other places. So.
Right, right. Now, your music has changed a little bit, too. Coop Funland is another great Cubasonics album, and your albums have always been experimental, I think, is probably safe to say.
Yeah, well, we try to do that, yes.
But your music in Newfoundland, for some odd reason, seems even like more traditional than when you were in Edmonton.
Well, it's like that on purpose, and it's mostly because of the Newfoundland musicians that play with us. So, right now our group is, besides myself, I have my two older children playing with me. So my daughter Maria plays the violin, uh-huh. my son Jacob plays the drums, and we have two fellows who are two of the top sort of local musicians in the St. John's music scene. Darren Brown plays the guitar and Matt Hender plays the bass. They play other instruments as well, but I mean, that's primarily what they all play. And the first time that I was getting this on the go again, I gave them some of our old recordings to listen to. And the things they liked the best were the things that sounded most Ukrainian. They said, look, anybody can play a blues song or a country song, but he said only we could play, I mean, in Newfoundland is what he's getting at, you know, only we could play something that sounded really Ukrainian, and they liked the things that had different time signatures, some kind of interesting melodic patterns, all of that sort of stuff. So we tried to focus more on that music for this audience here. I kind of also had in the back of my mind, because our previous kind of music worked really well for the audiences in Western Canada because they could relate to the goofy stuff that we were singing about. And it didn't work as well when we went to a place like Toronto, for example, where, you know, you have many more people from the more recent wave of immigration to Canada. And even the people, like a good bulk of the population there are from the post-war and then the post, mm-hmm. you know, collapse of the Soviet Union kind mm-hmm. of immigrations. And, you know, talking about farming on the prairies didn't really resonate with them that much.
Right.
And so, you know, these are most of the songs on this recording are, you know, some of them are ones that everybody would recognize right away. And then the rest of them come from, again, like I always try to do, dig into like old kind of other traditions, ritual songs and other kind of songs that maybe are less common, but, you know, come from our wealth of different genres of Ukrainian music. And then take those things and twist them around in such a way that they're accessible for our local audience here.
Well, and obviously you are resonating with your local audience. You've just had a whack of awards. Tell us about that. Congratulations many times over.
We were really shocked by all of that. You know, we were super excited because we were actually on the day that we arrived home from Europe was the day they announced the nominations for the Music NL Award. Music NL is the Newfoundland Labrador Music Industry Association. And so each year they have a series of awards based on like recordings that come out that year, but also other things, you know, activity in the music industry here. And we were nominated for 3 awards, but also nominated in those same categories as us were some of the superstar bands from Newfoundland today. And we thought it was an honor just to get on the nomination list. Mm-hmm. And then we went to the awards ceremony. Actually, the producer of the awards show asked us if we would play at the awards show. And, you know, he said, well, I'll tell you why. We have, you know, lots of nominees who have great music, but it's all kind of quieter, relaxing style of music. And he said, I need something that's up-tempo. Do you think you guys could play something like that? I said, well, I think we could probably find some up-tempo piece for you that'll liven up your show. And
so what did you play?
So, we played the first song off our CD, Muja, and to our shock as well. Well, we had the first shock of the evening was the first award that they handed out that we were nominated for. We actually won, which was the Folk Roots Group of the Year. And that was about the only one I thought that we might have a chance of winning because I thought, well, perhaps they give the you know, the fancier prizes to those superstar groups and they might throw us a bone. But we won that, and then our section to come to play came up. And when we finished the song, you know, these shows run really quickly. Like the producer warned us ahead of time, okay, be at the side of the stage to get on really quickly. And then as soon as you finish, we finished the song, and then I'm collecting all of my wires off the ground, and I look, and the whole audience was standing. Like we got a standing ovation, and the producer's waving at the side of the stage saying, stay on the stage, stay on the stage.
Do another one.
not do another one because there's no time for that, but to how many like seconds you can stay on the stage. And let us stay on for another half a minute or something to take an extra bow. And and then we ended up winning also the Group of the Year and the Entertainer of the Year. So, you know, all 3 things that we were nominated for, we won. And then our guitar player also won Side Musician of the Year. So altogether, we ended up with 4 awards.
Wow,
so
congratulations. What a coup. And isn't that just great validation?
Well, doing something especially when it's not, you know, like, I mean, we certainly appreciated all the support we get from the Ukrainian community all the time. But it's certainly nice, you know, when people from outside our community can also see that you know, there's something of value and of interest in what our people are doing.
Right, yeah. And it's, I mean, starting to take it mainstream, right?
Yes, yeah. So we're, since that thing, we've been nominated for another prize. It's called Borealis Music Prize. So it's an award that's, I don't know who it's voted on exactly. I think it's more by other musicians and music critics and stuff like that. So we're on the long list for that.
Wow.
There'll be a short list come out at the end of the month, and then the prize is awarded in the beginning of next year. So, you know, again, surprised to be on that list. And then there was a conference connected with that awards ceremony. So now we've been invited to play at a bunch of mainstream festivals in various parts of Canada. So So hopefully we'll get the message out to even more people.
Fantastic. So talking about getting the message out, one of the things that I loved about your second album, Big Beat Music, was how you did that Coop's commentary, and you talked all about each song, the story behind the song. And from time to time, I've actually played one of those commentaries before the song.
And yes.
It was Big Beat Music.
Yeah, that was our 3rd CD, and I did that
So you didn't do that with this album or the 4th one, but you are going to be doing something that's along the same lines. You're going to be doing a podcast,
Well, we have been doing it and releasing it little by little. I actually recorded all the parts already, but what we've been doing is releasing from time to time various podcasts. So each one is like a mini show about each of the songs on our latest recording.
Fantastic.
But what I do besides, I kind of talk about the song a little bit, talk about how we came up with our version of this song. So, you know, what different components came to making it sound the way that we play it. But what I also do is play a whole bunch of other versions of the same song so people can hear who had these, you know, what other ideas people applied to those songs in the past. Unfortunately, like lots of Ukrainian records that are made in Canada, you know, people are just maybe not familiar with where those songs come from. Mm-hmm. Like even the bands that are playing them, they know them because, you know, their uncle played in a band and they played, you know, they've heard it for years. And mm-hmm. so they know it's a good song. And that's how most of these songs get passed down anyways. But since I've been, you know, poking my nose into these mm-hmm. things and collecting records for years and all that sort of stuff, I figured, well, I always like to give credit to all the people that came before us and show, you know, other really interesting ways that you could hear the same piece of music. So so that's like each one of these podcasts, you'll hear a bunch of versions by other bands or other singers or performers. And then at the end, you hear how we did it.
Cool. How can people find your podcast?
The easiest way is if you follow our Facebook page, which is, you know, facebook.com/Kubasonics. Whenever one comes up, I also made like a little video commercial for each mm-hmm. one so that you can see like which instruments we used on there. I kind of give a little bit of a preview as of some of the music. And then the podcasts themselves are on SoundCloud. So again, if you look at SoundCloud/Kubasonics, it's a place where you could find it. We've actually been thinking about maybe posting them somewhere else as well, just for those people who don't access SoundCloud.
Right, right. And you've got some YouTube out there as well?
Yeah, a little bit. You know, we found recently, in the, you know, just in the last 2 years that we've been more active here, we've been posting more things to our Facebook page just because you kind of get a quicker reaction to it. People don't have to go looking for it because mm-hmm. it comes to them.
Right.
But now what we're just, you know, we took a lot of video this summer while we were traveling various places. So we've been sorting through them and we'll be posting some of those both to the Facebook and then also moving some of those Facebook things onto YouTube as well for the people that don't access Facebook. So
okay.
So you'll have a bunch of different places where you can find this.
Okay, so Facebook, SoundCloud, and then where can people buy your latest album?
Well, if you want a digital version of it, then any one of the online things like iTunes, Bandcamp, Spotify, Google Play, it's all of those. If you want a hard copy, it's in the Yevshan catalog, so people that order stuff mm-hmm. through them can get it. And also, if you go to our webpage at kubasonics.com, you can send us a note and I can send one directly out to you if you want to get one from there.
Okay, awesome. And so what's up next for the Kubasonics? A rest or are you gonna, is there no rest for the Wicked?
Well, actually, we had a bit of a rest because our guitar player, he plays in another band that as soon as we got home from Toronto, he was home for a day and then back on the plane to Europe and he's been there for 2 months. So we've been doing other stuff, getting new things ready. We're part of a big Newfoundland Christmas show that happens every year here, so they've invited us. We did that 1 year a couple years ago, so it's a way to let Newfoundlanders know about some of our winter cycle traditions. Last year we had our first annual, and so this year we're planning it again, a second annual Malanka here in St. John's.
Oh, so, cool.
And, yeah, we had Ukrainian food and we had music and we were dressed up in as various characters from the Malanka story and all of that. So it was, you know, again, getting another aspect of our culture out that people would never know about. In Newfoundland, they have a tradition called mummering,
right,
which is, you know, similar to Malanka. People dress up in costumes and go from house to house and play music, which is a lot like our people do.
Yeah.
So it was easy for them to relate to it, you know, because we'd say, well, it's just our version of that.
Wow.
So just got invited to play at a benefit concert for some medical research. And then we're also in the process of just coming up with some new arrangements, new pieces of music, and organizing next summer where we'll hopefully be visiting other parts of Canada, mainstream festivals in other parts of Canada.
Are you coming out here to the coast, to the West Coast?
We haven't been invited there yet, but we'd certainly welcome the invitation, that's for sure. Yeah.
Okay, well, West Coast listeners and community organizers, you heard that. Brian Sherwick and the Kubasonics Let's get them out here to BC and the west coast of Canada and even on Vancouver Island. So thank you so much, Brian, for taking the time to talk to us, fill us in on what's going on there on the other island, on the other side of the country. All the best to you, and stay in touch. Thanks again for the album, and looking forward to the next one.
Sure. Thank you, Paulette.
Okay. And the Cubasonics once more from their most recent CD, Cube Funland. And that was an Irish tune, a medley of folk songs on a theme of the goat. For the very best in Ukrainian programming, tune in to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio in Vancouver every Saturday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time on AM 1320 CHMB and streaming at am1320.com. Live in Nanaimo Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY 101.7 FM and online at chly.ca. And elsewhere in the world, here on the PCJ Radio Network on AM, FM, shortwave, and satellite radio. If you miss the live transmissions of any edition of the show, you can find us in between broadcasts at www.nashholos.com for podcast links to all three editions, as well as other audio features, transcripts, and a link to our Patreon site, where we'll be sharing additional content with patrons of the show. I love to hear from you, so please send your suggestions, dedications, and requests. Your comments are always welcome. Nežáme všetkým čele našu programu, pora nám prišťať sa na števdeň teždeň. Ale pred tým ja chodču zalešiť vás takými slovami múdrosti. Pustej pustoho poholesi písnaje. And our proverb of the week translates as, one idler recognizes another by his voice. Not sure exactly what the underlying message is there, but there you have it, Ukrainian proverb of the week. Well, my time with you is just about up, so we have one last toe tapper for you by the Playboy Band from Edmonton. It is called Veselya Zachinaya, The Wedding Begins. I'm Pavlina. On behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and PCJ Radio, thanks so much for listening. Until next time, do pobaczenia.
А я собі запихаю, закупію жіє, а я собі запихаю, закупію жіє. А то нині субота, а завтра неділя. А я собі що збираю, їду на весілля. А я собі що збираю, їду на весілля. Дівчата приспіває собі ще жінити, а дівчата приспіває собі ще жінити. Молодий, молодой, кличе моє кетчу, упіймав за підбок, я вода спінечу, упіймав за підбок, я вода спінечу. Татуня, якщо розгоняли, з молоді спинечу на собі заклали, молоді спинечу на собі заклали, а мамоні.